This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. Don't support violence as a method of obtaining any more freedom, because I don't think ultimately it will result
in that. And I don't support violence against random people as a method of anything. Which is what these two past stories were.
Well, Julian Heiklin, the longtime jury nullification activist, has been arrested. He wasn't threatening random people. He specifically threatened courthouse employees and officers
right,
of the court.
Just because a lot of things goes on in courthouses besides criminal prosecutions. So threatening somebody who does insurance defense, or somebody who keeps land records,
because
somebody who processes adoptions.
Every attorney as well is an officer of the court, are they not?
That's debatable.
It's my understanding that to become an attorney, you have to swear to be an officer of the court.
No.
No?
At least not the oath I took.
Well, that was in Louisiana. That's not the rest of America.
In New Hampshire. But anyway, look, violence isn't a solution, and we can get into that larger conversation. I'm sure we will again at some point in the future. But working within the system, for most people, that's an option. Not a single person showed up to back up Julian Heiklin after he requested
called out a hit, and that's a good thing.
He requested armed people to come and what he said here, have a gun battle for the return of a free country with a democratic republic. So he wanted to have a revolution, and not a single person that we know of showed up. Now there's no video yet. The only news report is from WFTV in Orlando. It was the Orlando County Courthouse where this went down. But if you want to get involved inside the system, then we've got a free membership into the Libertarian Party at the national level that you can join up over at lp.org/FTL. This is the way to get your perspective represented within the Libertarian Party. You can attend their convention as a delegate in 2018, I believe is when the next one will be.
Yes.
And you can help try to shape the future of what is now the third largest political party in the United States. You get free membership because you're a Free Talk Live listener. You go to lp.org/FTL. That's lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And those FTLs need to be in lower case. So keep that in mind. And go get your free membership, and they'll, I believe, send you a free copy of the LP News as well. Back here to the story from Julian Heiklin. He sends out emails about once a week, sometimes a little more often, kind of updating his fans. And he's got a lot of them. A lot of people have been following along with Julian because previously he's been, I think he's been losing it. But prior to this recent batch of emails, he's been a very peaceful gentleman who has
Do you have any suspicion that this isn't real?
There's a real report from WFTV about him getting arrested.
The email that he sent.
No, I don't see why it would.
Okay.
I mean,
if he's been peaceful in the past and all, if he does a bunch of stuff, this, and I don't know him that well, so it's just.
Well, I think he kind of went off the rails when he was arrested at this very same courthouse. He spent 2 weeks in jail for basically contempt of court. There was some charge that they hit him with, and I don't remember what it was, jury tampering or something like that.
He was threatened with jury tampering.
Yeah.
I don't think he was ever convicted of that.
Jury tampering is going to be a lot more than 2 weeks.
But the article from WFTV, it does mention that he was arrested in 2011 for contempt of court for handing out flyers.
And they created like a free speech zone at that courthouse. We actually talked a lot about this on Free Talk Live when it originally happened. And it was after that after he got out of jail for that he went over to Israel or something like that. He was gone for a couple few years, then came back and started doing his same old thing of going to federal courthouses and handing out flyers. And, he's a very effective activist. I have a lot of respect for the guy. But I think he kind of lost it at some point, and he started alluding to more violence and, you know, some sort of violent revolution. And this was the first email that that he had sent where he very specifically requested people come and back him up with violence. He says he's asking all tyranny fighters to join him December 5th, that's today, on the sidewalk outside of the Orange County Courthouse. And he says, come with armed with loaded guns to shoot any courthouse employee or officer of the court. He says, i.e. guards, Orlando police, state police, sheriffs, or lawyers that approach within 15 feet of me. Ultimately, it doesn't sound like that happened. They were waiting for him. They knew.
Yeah.
He had sent this letter. He had sent a letter to not just the courthouse, but to the governor and to, you know, other different places. So,
but not, he didn't send the hits to those people. He just sent a letter requesting defense to those people, right?
I don't know what the contents of the letter was.
Because like he said earlier, he was asking them for help. I don't imagine that he would send the copy of a hit to the state.
Well, regardless, I mean, he didn't specify he wanted to hit somebody. He specified that if they attacked him, that if they came at him, that he was going to shoot
them. Well, you just read that he said if they come within 15 feet of him.
He will consider that to be a threat.
And he's standing on the sidewalk.
He will consider that to be a threat, and he will have his men shoot that person. And that's
so the janitor who has to walk within 15 feet of the sidewalk. I mean, you've argued the reverse of this in the Robin Hood cases. So, like, the janitor who has to walk within 15 feet of him, because that's where the sidewalk is, because he's standing on the sidewalk.
Well, we don't know how wide the sidewalk is or, you know, what the situation looks like.
A 16-foot-wide sidewalk.
There's also a big plaza out front of this courthouse, if it's the one that I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah. So, look, I'm not defending what he's saying here. And you aren't either. But we don't know what the copy of his letter to these folks were. He did get a letter back from one of the chief judges in Georgia for some reason. He says here, I think maybe he misprinted 9th Judicial Circuit of Georgia. I don't know why he would send it to Georgia if he was going to Florida. Anyway, it says, a copy of your letter to Rick Scott was given to me. In your letter, you stated as your intent to, quote, distribute flyers regarding the duties of jurors and witnesses at criminal trials at the Orange County Courthouse. This letter is a reminder that such conduct continues to be prescribed on courthouse grounds under Administrative Order 2011-03, which governs expressive conduct towards summoned jurors. He enclosed a copy of that administrative order. And then he says that, as you know, this is an order is constitutional, as the Fifth District Court of Appeal had no difficulty upholding the administrative order. Further, so he says, based on the administrative order's continuing validity, you may wish to reconsider your intended course of action and find alternative means in which to disseminate your message. If you intend on distributing materials to jurors, you will be issued a trespass notice, and if you then remain on courthouse grounds, you could be arrested for trespass. So based on that letter, it sounds like he did not mention the whole shooting.
Okay, it sounds like he was
just
talking about the jury outreach. Right. Okay, yeah. You cannot do that much activism and expect that they're not watching you. Somebody read that email.
Oh, absolutely.
If they're not just straight up on his email list, right? If
I suspect somebody is
email,
on their email
I mean,
list.
He's sending it to random Gmail and Yahoo accounts. Those are not secure by any means.
Oh, yeah,
they knew
the word
what he
got
was planning, and they were there when he showed up.
Absolutely they were. And so really what remains to be seen is whether or not anybody else bothered to show up. Was there anybody there who got video of this? We have not heard anything yet. There's no updates. No one has posted anything on Julian's Facebook page. The only notice there is from Mark Schmitter, who is the other guy who's been arrested in Orlando for doing jury outreach at that courthouse. He posted yesterday that Heiklin was intending to go there and hand out information. But I'm the first person who commented he was arrested. Anyone got video? So then back to Heiklin's notice from a couple of weeks ago. I'm just going to read the final paragraph here after he predicts what might go down. He was hoping for some sort of Democratic Republic revolution. He calls it the gun battle for the return of a free country with the Democratic Republic will occur. And he'd been kind of hinting around at violence for a few different emails that he'd sent out. He says, quote, I am irrelevant. The future of the United States will be determined by the others or by you. Either we will continue the route to the gas chambers as described in the attached document, or we shall backtrack to a democratic republic. In either case, I will have died by then. The choice is yours, Julian. So he definitely sounds like he's got a death wish. He sounds like he is, he's lost it. He doesn't care anymore. And, you know, to some extent, I respect that position. I respect the position of the individual who, in his case, he's 84 years old, and he's lived a life. He's had grandchildren. He's had a successful career as a college professor, and he just don't give an F. He's just going to do whatever it is he wants to do.
Right. And if he did this at a police station, or he was targeting the bailiffs and the judges, that would make a little bit more sense.
855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. But either way, it still wouldn't have worked out, Melanie.
No,
free talk
it
live.
Would not work.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dynavite and Lico Chops. His omega-3 supplement on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com. I've got my ground beef, the Dynavite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Also, I've got my Tipsy Elves sweater on. If you are watching on the webcam, you'll be able to see that. I've got the Santa's Little Helper sweater, which I don't know if they still offer. This one I got last year because, you know, I was updating their designs. I've got brand new designs for 2016. And you can go and get one for yourself and be the talk of any kind of Christmas or holiday party that you happen to attend this season. Plus, Tipsy Elves makes great gifts as well. I mean, you want to give somebody a unique gift, get them an ugly Christmas sweater. They've got all kinds of ridiculous, outrageous designs, some offensive, over at tipsyelves.com. They've got all new 2016 sweaters and some of their classics as well. The Tipsy Elves sweaters are all about fun, but serious on quality and construction. And not only do they have sweaters, but also for men, they've got Christmas suits, plus interactive sweaters like beer pong and cornhole. Yeah, beer pong, where there are literally red Solo cups attached to the front of the sweater.
Red Solo cup.
Yeah.
I lift you up.
So there aren't very many sweaters
time to party
you can play games with, but you can actually do that with Tipsy Elves. Plus, women, you can get holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. And they've got collegiate designs in addition to their Christmas inventory. So if you like, you know, college sports, you'll love some Tipsy Elves products. Go to tipsyelves.com, use code FTL at checkout, and you'll get 20% off from the entire site. So whatever it is you're ordering from tipsyelves.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at checkout, gets you a 20% discount. It's tipsyelves.com. And by the way, these are pretty warm sweaters. I really enjoyed, you know, if I'm feeling a little chilly around the house, I always throw this one on because it does a good job. So tipsyelves.com, code FTL. Let's go to Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I love that. Did you know that around 50 people per year get killed in parking lots by cars backing up? And, you know, and I know that
by cars what?
Backing up.
Oh, backing up.
Backing up.
Wow.
Yeah,
50 people per year killed. Are you talking about nationwide or just in Albuquerque?
Just in Sarah's apartment complex.
Of course. Nationwide.
Okay.
I think it's a nationwide statistics. Yeah. Well, but
Do I believe anything that you say, Sarah, because you've been proven to be wrong on many occasions. But you might be right. And certainly a lot of accidents do happen in parking lots. I mean, that is statistically a place where a lot of accidents occur. Now, usually they're not deadly, but I suppose if somebody were seriously crippled already and then run over by a car, that
or
might
if actually, little,
a child or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah, that might
yeah, I mean,
actually
I,
kill
I
them.
Believe it's, I definitely believe it's at least that much. People don't pay attention in parking lots. They act like they're not really driving. So,
yeah, it's dangerous.
People need to pay attention.
People, and that includes the people on foot. I mean, you've
right,
got to,
yeah.
you need to presume that the person in the car is not paying any attention whatsoever, and that's how you should behave when you're around them.
Well, the thing is, you know, the high-end cars, the expensive cars, already have those rear-end cameras. So you can see the exact view.
Well, and cheap cars have dashboard windows, so you can still see what's behind you. But if you're not paying attention,
right.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, no amount of cameras matters if you're not looking at them.
That's why you should only ever take the bus, because buses don't back up in parking lots.
And they generally don't even go into the parking lot. They stop out front. So there you go,
well,
Sarah. But still.
You know, my solution is that, you know, these automatic and sensor cameras are in the works right now, but it needs to come out and put in inside cars as soon as possible. Because this is just, the auto fatality is just really ridiculous. And I do believe it. You know why? Because I almost feel like I'm going to get killed by a car backing up all the time. I'm so
You are constantly paranoid about that. And you know what? That's
but
probably
still, 50 people per year.
Yeah.
Nationwide, that's one person per state per year.
That's correct. Yeah.
On average. And my guess is that, you know, these are not evenly distributed among the states.
Probably not, no.
But, you know, your chances of being killed by a car backing up are incredibly, incredibly small. You've got as much chance of falling off of your toilet and dying from a massive head injury.
And these numbers are always higher than they sound, because you're averaging somebody who was walking through the parking lot at a grocery store doing more or less what they were supposed to be doing, not paying as much attention with people who were stumbling out of a bar at 3 o'clock in the morning mm-hmm. when the drunk driver was also backing out of the same bar. And those two risks aren't really equivalent, and when you average stuff like that, it sounds scarier than what it really is. That's not to say it's okay or it's good, but this...
There are
33,000 Americans each year that get injured on the toilet.
Should we ban toilets, Sarah? Maybe put some cameras in there to make sure that they're being safe?
The toilets, they don't get killed. But
there's actually about 80 people a year that die from falling off of toilets. There are 234,000 non-fatal bathroom injuries each year. That's just people that were treated in emergency rooms.
Right, not just people who bumped their knee and didn't
go
anywhere.
Like I fell and didn't go see a doctor. 234,000 non-fatal bathroom injuries.
How many fatalities, though? There's got to be quite a few of those. I mean, that's a dangerous place.
I'm digging through the numbers right now.
The bathroom is a dangerous place. It's wet. It's slippery.
Yes.
There's hard... porcelain and things like that in there. It's a very risky place, and a lot of accidents happen in the home. A lot of accidents happen in parking lots. A lot of them happen in the home, and these are all true.
Well, what is it? 90% of vehicle accidents happen within a mile of your home, which means you should just move.
Thanks for the call, Sarah, tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, how many accidents happen at the grocery checkout line? Because Amazon is trying to get rid of that whole concept. There's a new thing here. I'm not an Amazon stockholder, okay? Just saying. I saw this video today. Virgil Baduva from Cell 401 actually posted this on his Facebook profile. That's how I was made aware of it. But they're introducing an actual brick-and-mortar store, a grocery store that they're calling Amazon Go. And the promos, looks very fancy, very, tech-savvy, where you have to actually have a smartphone in order to enter the store. So anybody without a smartphone, sorry, you can't shop at the Amazon Go store. You have to have the Amazon Go app.
What about somebody who has a smartphone?
So you can have a tablet.
Presumably you would be able to have a tablet so long as you could log into an internet connection.
Can I bring my friend who doesn't have a smartphone?
I don't know. That's not clear. I'm not sure about that. I suspect you cannot.
So no children are allowed inside of this store unless the child possesses a smartphone.
An Amazon phone. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Or is it just the person that is checking out has to be able to use the Amazon app?
Yeah, if it's the person who is checking out has to...
I don't know. You are bringing up an excellent question, Daryl, and the video, the promo, obviously doesn't answer or address that in any way, shape, or form. It appears to be marketed towards sort of the busy single person. You don't see any couples necessarily in this video. You don't see a woman with children or anything like that. We'll get into what they're offering here because one of the writers over at Ars Technica actually tried to get into the store and was not allowed in because right now it's not open to the public. They're kind of in a beta test phase. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but Amazon is proposing to get rid of checkout lines. Walk in, put stuff in your bag, and walk out. That's what they're talking about doing. And it
sounds
looks
like
attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975. To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free to join us here and bring up whatever you want. Is Amazon going to revolutionize the grocery store industry with their new Amazon Go storefront? We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. You can also join us toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
So something you can't buy in a store is web hosting, and HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there. We've teamed up with them to offer you an incredible discount on their regular prices. You get 50% off if you use code, or actually not a code, but you go to HostGator.com/FTL. So you have to go to that URL to get the special deal. If you don't do that, you probably won't get the same price. It used to be 20% on the front page of their website. I'll just double check and see what it is right now, because they did have a pretty great Black Friday sale just recently. Yeah, I think they've just got their regular pricing going on there right now. So go to HostGator.com/FTL. Yeah, their regular pricing, they give you 20% off as a starting offer. So you get 50% off if you go to HostGator.com/FTL. They have 24/7 over-the-phone live chat tech support, an intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation into your hands, and simple one-click easy installation of WordPress, plus 99.99% uptime rating. These guys are one of the top hosting companies, and I'm really happy that we got this offer for you. HostGator.com/FTL to get 50% off of their regular prices, and so you can... You know, if you really are sure about yourself and you want to keep this website going, get the 3-year deal, because that's how you get the best price, and that locks in that 50% discount for that full 3 years, and then it'll go up to their regular prices after that. So go to HostGator.com/FTL, but you get discounts at every level of their plan, so it's very, very cool. HostGator.com/FTL. Let's go to Dick. He's in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Then coming up, we'll talk about Amazon. Go ahead, Dick.
Hey, I want to talk about traffic court. I called on a Thursday a couple weeks ago when I decided I would contest my ticket, which was for lack of insurance. And today I had my first court appearance in the state of Alaska. You plead by mail, so I'd already pleaded not guilty. And last Thursday, I received a letter from the court saying that the officer was going to be out of the state basically for this week and a little bit of last week. Therefore, he would not appear at the trial, which made me optimistic. It was a request for a continuance. It made me optimistic because I knew he wasn't going to be there. So if I had the trial today, it would be an easy motion to dismiss due to lack of prosecution witness. Unfortunately, when I got there, I think this is interesting to note, I got there and there were four people on trial. Two of them had not shown up. The two that had not shown up, there was a default judgment in favor of the prosecution. But when the prosecution doesn't show up, there is a continuance granted.
That's right.
Even
so did they, let me ask this question. Did they request a continuance before today?
They did.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
They mailed him a request. Did you object to it?
I did object to it. And my reasoning was, I believe it to be a violation of my right to a speedy trial. They won't be able to put me on trial within 45 days of my arraignment. And they sent it to me. I received it Thursday night after business hours, so there would be no way for me to mail it. I could have mailed it on Friday and hoped that it got there by Saturday or Monday, and then hope that the judge grant the continuance. If he did not grant the continuance, which was still to his discretion, even though it probably would, I would have failed to appear in court. So I had to come to court today anyway.
So they sent you this motion way too soon before court to where you could really be responsive.
Yeah, I would have objected to the motion, say it's an improper motion, was not filed 10 days before.
Right, yeah, there's usually some rule about the time frame in which motions must be filed prior to, or at least motions like that. Must be filed.
But they'll generally, even if you do file it late, courts will generally grant one continuance
for
each side without question.
That's right, which is why any objection would have been ignored anyway.
Yes, and I tried to object. I more asked questions. It's my first time ever being in a courtroom.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was trying to get, you know, pay attention and see. And there are just things that the judge was not made aware of this request for continuance until he sat down and looked at my paperwork, and he had even said, "Oh, I've just been made aware of this." And after that, he said that he had been notified in a timely manner. So I found that a little bit. It'd be humorous if it wasn't me on my neck on the line, but
well, my guess is that
everybody had just found out about it. So
my guess is Alaskan court rules are very similar to New Hampshire court rules, and they're very similar to all of the other court rules, where rule one is the rules can be modified as justice requires.
Yeah, basically the rule is anything goes if the judge says so. So you got the court was granting the continuance, and now this traffic trial. You had to take a day off from work, and now you're gonna have to take another day off from work.
Yeah, and on top of that, my boss is none too happy about me taking off work because I explained to him why, and he thinks he's not a believer like us, so he doesn't quite understand why I'd even bother. Yep. But
yeah, well, I mean, for most people, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, the amount of money that they're going to make at work is going to be more than what they would, you know, pay in the trial, or, you know, the amount of money they would save by going to the trial would be less than what they would make at work. So,
right. And then there are some places, even here in New Hampshire, there are places to where if you want to take something to trial, you have to put the money up front.
Yeah.
And then the judge determines whether or not to return it to you.
And I will likely be subject to the court fees whether or not I am found guilty or not guilty.
Ugh, that's terrible.
So, yeah,
what are the court fees? What are the court fees in Alaska?
I believe it's $50. Now, that is the default judgment court fee if I fail to appear. That's what the paperwork says.
But if you fail to appear, that's not a court fee. That's a FTA fee.
Is there a fee if you win? I mean, you were saying there's a fee if you actually win the case?
I believe I may still be subject to. Again, I need to do some
more
research into that. I was really
Let us know.
I just pulled up the Alaskan court system list of court fees, and I'm not seeing anything that is, here's a court fee just for going to court.
Let us know.
Court fees for different documents and various things, but not just a take a ticket to court.
In Florida, there was a fee that was higher for a city ordinance violation than if you got a misdemeanor charge. It was insane. It was like $300. Hey, thanks for the call, Dick. I appreciate hearing from you. One of the benefits of being here in New Hampshire is there's only a fee that is charged on fines. So if you
Correct.
Get fined, there is a administrative fee of 24% that gets tacked on to any amount of the fine. So you could look at that as court costs, but otherwise there's no actual court costs in general here. So it's easier to challenge something. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, a couple of points of law on things you talked about tonight. You were talking about officers of the court. I believe, at least in the state of New Mexico, the lawyers are referred to as officers of the court with whatever ramifications.
They're referred to that officially, or people call them that?
No, you have to swear an oath to the court.
Yeah, the I have seen in my cases the lawyers being addressed in the courtroom by the judge or somebody referring to them as an officer of the court.
Okay, yeah, and I'm not disputing that people call them that. People call things inaccurately all the time.
So you're saying that judges would call somebody an officer when they're not an officer?
Yeah.
This was in the court, and it was also in regard to the attorney was behaving badly and was getting a shot fired across his bow by the judge, bringing up the fact that you are an officer of the court, and there may be something hanging over your head if you don't stop what you're doing.
Right.
Well, I mean, you could get your license revoked if you're doing consent to court too bad or something like that.
And I have more if you have time.
All right, hang on, David. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Even an attorney, in fact, which is just an average person representing another person, is basically sworn in that role temporarily.
But you're not sworn to represent the court or the state.
But you have to follow their rules, or else. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. We're talking about courts. It's a topic that, you know, I wish people didn't have to deal with, but unfortunately sometimes we're dragged into it. And so it's helpful to know a thing or two about the process. We've got in the studio with you tonight, Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, if you are doing your holiday shopping, you can help us and get the stuff you need over at shop.freetalklive.com. In fact, somebody had requested that we put the link for Omaha Steaks up there, so we did that too. So you got Walmart, you got Amazon, you got Steaks, all over there. Shop.
Save it, purse.
That's there too, yeah. Shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter through the Amazon link specifically, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale, and it makes a big difference for us, and you get the same great prices that you're used to at shop.freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll talk about what Amazon's doing with the world of brick-and-mortar retail that may be a game-changer, or maybe it'll fall flat on its face and, you know, won't work out. We'll find out coming up here in a little bit. But first, to your calls and thoughts. David is still with us here in New Mexico with some thoughts on court and such. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, first of all, 2 seconds since you brought it up, that was a question in my mind. Are you able to get a cut on other than Amazon that you have posted, like Walmart and Newegg and such?
Supposedly, or only... I don't think we've ever gotten anything from the Walmart link. I don't know if that means if it's broken or people just don't bother with it because Amazon's there and they like Amazon better. So honestly, I don't know about that. Newegg, we get, you know, very, very little from Newegg. It's like 1% or something like that. So Walmart's for us, or excuse me, Amazon for Free Talk Live is the best deal on that page.
Got it. Yeah, I did check that out the other day. I'll look at it again. I do need to buy some things there.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Back to the law. Leaving the officer of the court thing, I just brought that up. I don't know the ramifications of it, but it appeared that there were some just based on my courtroom experience.
And
but
I just pulled up something from the New Hampshire Judicial Conduct Committee, and they do say that the term officer of the court The term officer of the court does indeed include attorneys, guardians ad litem, and police. These professionals have each taken an oath to uphold the state and federal constitutions.
So you have to take an oath.
and all have a legal obligation to serve the judicial system honorably in order to achieve a just result out of the application of the law, the simultaneous pursuit of the legitimate interests of the parties before the court, and for the general good of society.
Okay, so a judicial committee would be in charge of judges and have nothing to do with attorneys, and most of what's in there is in direct conflict with the New Hampshire bar.
Right, and they also define judicial officer as being
judges. Right, but it's
judges.
A committee that isn't in charge of attorneys, so...
It's my understanding, Melanie, that attorneys are officers of the court, and their allegiance has to lie with the court before it does their clients.
I mean, that's called malpractice, though. And you can
that's my understanding of how it's supposed to work. I'm not an attorney. You were trained as an attorney, but
I've actually had lawyers tell me that they're officers of the court.
Right, and it's my understanding is that's why those attorneys cannot do unusual legal approaches. Like, there are a lot of legal theories out there about, you know, don't cross the bar, or what about the all caps letters in your name? There's a bunch of them, legal mumbo-jumbo.
Okay,
but,
well...
But the attorneys can't try anything like that for their client, even if their client wants them to, because they would put their bar license in jeopardy because they would be violating their officer of the court rule.
But I also can't say that you're innocent because Kentucky has an E in it, because that has absolutely nothing to do with the case.
And the New Hampshire Bar Association says, as an officer of the court, it is the lawyer's responsibility to establish a relationship of trust and confidence with their client and represent the client to the best of the lawyer's ability.
And that includes to not challenge things like the jurisdiction of the court.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's a less a bizarre theory to go in and try to challenge jurisdiction.
Well, okay, so that one is... Still doesn't make sense and has no basis in reality.
But the average attorney's not going to ever do that. If the client says, I'm your client, I want you to do this approach, the lawyer's going to be like, I'm sorry, I'm an officer of the court, I can't do that.
Well, right, but okay, so if you go into your surgeon's office and say, I made up this weird way to do heart surgery based on nothing, I want you to do this, they're going to tell you no.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm just, that's my understanding of it.
I'm not saying there aren't horrible attorneys.
So, yeah. May I ask, Daryl, the second reading you got from the bar, the New Hampshire bar, presumably, I think, was the previous reading, was that from statute or something, New Hampshire? Where did you get that?
From the Judicial Conduct Committee's website, on the state website. Yeah, New Hampshire.
Which is made up of judges, by the way. The JCC
is a panel
of judges.
But saying that somebody who doesn't work for the state and doesn't get paid by the state... is somehow a state agent.
Because
they've taken an oath
to the state.
To swear an oath to the court system.
That was another question I had. On the topic of the actual oath itself, do you know any of the ramifications of if a citizen catches a lawyer violating parameters of the oath, if there is a way to then take an action against them of whatever manner?
Probably.
You could file a complaint against them. You wouldn't just as a random person have standing to sue them.
Would you file it with the bar? Who would you file that with?
Yeah, with the bar.
Probably the bar, because the JCC does specify that they don't have jurisdiction over officers of the court, only over
judges.
Judicial officers, which would be judges.
Right.
Yeah, and is a violation of that oath, and I guess I should ask also, where is the actual oath housed? The evidence of the oath, whether it's in writing or... Okay.
Those are verbal, and they give them to, 100 people at a time, however many people pass the bar that year. So, I mean, really, you could probably... And some states might make you sign
fingers,
it.
Ha ha.
I don't know if you ever watched House. He said that he took an oath to be awesome while everyone else was taking the real one. Because it's just like a room full of people, and you just say yes or whatever, or maybe you read it out loud depending on where you are.
Right, yeah. And would a violation of the oath be legal grounds for a civil lawsuit against an attorney?
Well, no, because no one would have standing.
What are the damages?
So, in order to have standing, which would be bringing a civil lawsuit, or you would need to bring a civil lawsuit, you would have to say that he did something to you. You can't just be like, he's bad, give me money. You have to say...
In the case where an attorney has damaged you legitimately and legally in some way, would you be able to cite their oath if they did something in damaging you? Would you, in addition to whatever else you... Would you be able to cite the oath and the evidence of the violation of the oath as part of your claim?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't really be relevant. You'd have a malpractice claim for whatever they damaged you for. Okay, so say, you know, as a parallel example, if I sell houses and I take an oath to only make really awesome houses and then I sell you a house that's defective, the fact that I took an oath to sell really awesome houses isn't really relevant to the contract I had with you. So if I'm an attorney and I had a contract with you to provide XYZ services, the fact that I took an oath to do some other stuff isn't really relevant to the contract I have with you.
David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Amazon Go, they're calling it Just Walk Out Shopping Experience. No checkout required. You walk in with a phone. Daryl, you watched the promo video that they had up on their site.
Looks like somebody had a tablet.
Okay. Well, as long as you can get the internet, I mean, presumably Amazon would offer free Wi-Fi in a store like this.
Right.
Just walking in with a phone that's dead isn't going to help you, right? This led me to a question is, what happens if your phone dies while you're in the shopping experience?
Ooh, good question.
Because I've had that happen. I've been on my phone in a grocery store and had the battery die on me. But anyway, the experience as they show it is you walk up to this little, not turnstile, but sort of,
it looks
thing,
like if you've
sensor.
Ever been to like a big city and used the subway or the bus, you know, you've got this little thing, and instead of sliding a ticket in, you scan a barcode on your phone, only there's not little doors that open for you.
In the Amazon thing, there's no door. It's just, you know, like a passage, like an electronic sensor of some sort.
Yeah.
And so you have to have the Amazon Go app or whatever it is on your phone. You log in, basically. The turnstile thing turns green. You walk in.
I'm just thinking, and the only reason I mention tablets is because Amazon makes tablets.
Sure.
So it would not make any sense for them to create
exclude
a system that does not run on the tablet that they sell.
That makes sense. So you walk in, and then it just shows people taking things and putting them into their own purses or bags or whatever, and then walking out of the store. And it's like, ta-da, no more checkout lines.
It uses like NFC or something. That's near-field communication.
They say there's a few different technologies that they've brought involved in this. There's an author from Ars Technica that actually tried to get into the store. But, he was not allowed because right now it's only open to Amazon employees. And I think it's going to be an interesting experiment that Amazon's jumping into the brick-and-mortar business. It seems to be targeted at, like, busy professionals who are going to, it's in Seattle where the test store is.
And it also looks like you have to have an Amazon Prime account.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
The article from USA Today says it connects to your Amazon Prime account through the Amazon Go app.
So we don't have much more time to talk about it, but I'm sure we'll be hearing about it again. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride-sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride-sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.